Hey everybody, and welcome to Anime Nano Podcast number 11. Or as we like to say it in New Mexico, 11. So, let's see, I'm Hang Trong, I'm the host guy, and writer of Basugasu Bakuhatsu Anime Blog. And with me today are two special people, they're very special to my heart. The first one is JP Meyer, who writes Minane Hazukishi.
And as we say in America, 11.
New Mexico is part of the nation. It's just really close to Mexico, and we have a lot of Mexicans here, and Mexico is trying to take it over. We also have Hinano from X-Fan Subber Hitorigoto. Hey, Hinano.
They say in Japanese that, what, number 11? Are you sure it's number 12?
Yeah, it's number 11.
Are you sure? I thought it was number 12.
Last podcast was number 10.
The last one was number 10. Do you just get confused by, like, the previews, because each week you have to say, like, two numbers?
Probably.
So let's get started with a new feature that I thought of that's not really original, but yeah. Okay, so I had this idea to make a poll and put it on the podcast page. So, like, we can have issues or whatever, and people can vote, and then we can discuss the results. So the first ever poll was, who is the hottest Anime Nano podcaster? And apparently Hinano is. And Hang and JP Meyer are tied.
For second. By second, I mean last.
The only reason I think that Hinano won is because she drew herself with really big boobs in the picture. Whereas my boobs are only slightly big. And JP Meyer has a 13 on his chest, which is bad luck. There were a total of 18 votes, so we probably would need more people voting for, like, an actual, you know, real poll. But yeah, that's good enough for the first one, I guess.
Why don't you go cut your fingers some more?
Alright. Yeah, so this weekend I've been building a computer. It's a Core 2 Duo E6600. And, like, it's awesome, but yeah, I cut my fingers up real bad. Because the motherboard and the heatsink have really sharp parts.
Did you put band-aids on them?
I have two band-aids on one hand, which is really moe, I think.
I think Hinano thinks that so too. Because we're trying to make, like, a rabu-rabu bento for your senpai that you want to confess to, but really you just were building a computer. Which might also be moe.
I was making a computer, but it's like making food, almost. To me it is. Because I put a lot of love in there. Oh, JP Meyer says I should pimp the Last FM group. I don't think I'm even in that group.
I'm not either, because I don't use Last FM, but people told us to pimp it.
Oh, I think Kozu did.
I use it.
We should get him on here so he can say, I mean, he's not even online. Oh, well.
You use Last FM so you can show everybody that you listen to the Captain Planet theme song on repeat.
I actually have that on one of my MySpace blogs. So, like, whenever I open up my blog, it, like, plays automatically. Earth! Let's see. What else were we talking about? Oh, hey, look, there's a website address. I'll put that in the show notes.
That's the group.
Yeah, the group thing. Let's see, what other topics do we have? Oh, vote in the poll that will show up when I post this podcast. So, like, news. We don't really have any good news this week. But I did notice that Gakko in Heaven got licensed. And the manga was already licensed before. And now the anime is licensed. So that's, like, wow. How do you feel about this, Hinano?
Gakko in Heaven is, like, the Citizen Kane of Man Crotch's anime.
Citizen Kane. Yeah.
At Otakon, they had the manga, the Kinokuniya booth.
Yeah, they had that at Otakon?
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh.
See, you don't know this, Hang, but, like, I get Doki Doki from, like, shoujo manga. Like, Cherry Juice.
Cherry Juice? That sounds kind of...
Oh, maybe I still have that file on my computer.
Of Cherry Juice?
No, of, like, the guy who's, like, wet, because he just came in from the... Damn, I don't have it.
I just sneezed anyway. Obscuring anything that you said.
I think I saw the file too. Let me check.
It's called hotness.jpg.
H-A-W-T-ness?
Oh, I don't have it anymore.
H-A-W-T.
Yeah. So do you think this means that yaoi or shonen ai is becoming like way popular in the mainstream or what? If Media Blaster picks up Gaku in Heaven?
I don't know. I really have no idea like just how popular like yaoi stuff is.
Right, me either, because I don't watch it or anything. Okay, well, let's go on to the next news thing, which is Manga Next. You guys are talking about this, right? Because I'm not going to be there.
We'll be talking about it next week. But we were looking over the schedule, and one thing that we kind of want to check out is that there's like a thing called Cosplay Dating Game, which, like, sounds like nothing really special, but then at like midnight they have Cosplay Dating Game 18+. So I'm not too sure what to make of that.
Isn't the dating game where you can't see the other person? Right?
Like,
just answer questions? So why would it... That wouldn't make sense to have a cosplay one, because you'd be, like, wearing... You know, you'd be, like, Chi from Chobits, but no one would be able to see you.
I don't know.
That'd probably be better anyway, because there's just a bunch of fat yaoi fangirls dressed as Chi, right? Fat Chi. So JP, what are you gonna talk about? Like, aren't you, so are you, did you figure out if you're gonna, like, lead the panel or what?
I still have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I'm just gonna be, like, prepared to give a presentation. Like, and if I don't, and if I'm just moderating, then I moderate, or if I actually am presenting, I'll present for, like, half an hour.
So are you doing
2 hours or whatever?
Well, what would you talk about? Like, guts and stuff? Passion?
No, I'm going to be talking about, like, non-American fans and how they use, like, English and American-made manga stuff. Whether it's, like, scanslations or importing manga or, like, forums and blogs, whatever.
Okay. Me too.
I'm going to be talking about academic stuff. Rather than the panels that are like girls drawing yaoi or whatever. What was that one you wanted to go to?
Women drawing hentai?
That's it.
What's that for me?
What's Hinano doing? Or I should just ask you, hey Hinano, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm selling stuff at the artist alley.
Okay. Is it that Naruto one?
Yep.
Because that's how you make
and
the big bucks.
Some prints too.
By that you mean you hope you sell it instantly so you could go run around to the panels like the Naruto one or the 18+ hentai one.
But wait, is there a below 18 hentai one?
Women in fandom.
There's actually a Draw Yuri panel too.
Oh, I want to go to those. When is
I still want to go to the women in fandom one.
So that's next week? Next weekend or what?
Yeah. Saturday. Oh. Well, I'm going Saturday.
Is it
I have a
weekend?
Bit of a dilemma though. I kind of want to go on Friday, because I want to go to the like dealer room early before like stuff gets bought, and I think there might be like one panel I want to go to, but I have soccer practice on Friday, and like if I go home and shower, I won't really want to leave again, but then on the other hand, I'm going to an anime con, so is it really going to matter if I'm like sweaty and smelly?
You're going to attract some yaoi fangirls.
Why don't you just cosplay as a soccer player? With like,
yeah,
I'll
just
wear jersey stuff.
Oh.
I'll just go directly there. I won't even like take my cleats and like shin guards off.
Yeah, exactly. That'll work. It's a con. Okay, well, I look forward to your reports back. Are we going to podcast on Sunday then, or?
Yeah, because it kind of ends at 2 o'clock.
Oh, is it in New York?
New Jersey.
Oh.
Our other adventure is going to be, we want to stick our heads into, like, the dance to find out what exactly happens at a con dance.
Sure. No, I think JP just secretly wants to dance with Hinano.
No, he wants to protect him from the yaoi fangirl.
Oh. Remember, guys, we have to make some kind of, like, love triangle thing within our podcast so people keep listening to it. Another thing.
Dramatic tension.
I just downloaded the band anime, and I took a quick look at it, and it's looking kind of awesome.
I really want to see it. I can't wait for like us to finish so I can watch.
I can't
watch.
Wait for this podcast to be over. That's how it is every week. Let's see. Well, okay, why don't we just go to the mailbag?
Alright.
Okay, so Andrew. Andrew asks, so how much bandwidth do the podcast, your blogs, and Anime Nano use anyway? We actually don't really use that much bandwidth because not that many people listen to the podcast. But like on the Sunday that it comes out, I could probably use like 6 gigabytes. So that's pretty good. And then it kind of goes down during the week because people will listen to it. And then it goes up on Sunday again. So I guess I think every month I use about 100 gigabytes of bandwidth. But I have like more than 1,000 each month.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's not a problem.
Looking for torrents.
Yeah, the torrents help out too. Usually, I don't know.
Flash.
Hmm?
What about the flash?
Flash?
That's how I... The little flash.
Oh.
Like the right...
Yeah, that's included. Like, I don't have a way to figure out... Because the flash player just uses the MP3 on the server anyway. So it's like basically the same thing as downloading it. Except you can only listen to it once. Before you have to download it again. But yeah, now that I've said that, I hope people don't like start trying to kill my bandwidth. Let's see. Oh, Andrew also asks, how many swords do you own?
By that he means, do you have enough sword, King of Hero?
Zero.
I don't have any swords either. What a
weird
question to ask.
One sword. When I was freshman year in college, we have to do a year of gym. So for my fall semester, I did fencing, so I had to buy a fist saber.
Wow.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say our freshman year we have to pick out our sword. That'd be really
and then
cool.
After that, I just did track, so I could be like, okay, so we have to run for we have to run for like 2 miles. That's like 15 minutes and I get an hour of credit.
You can run 2 miles in 15 minutes?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I was the captain of the track team in high school.
Oh. I was section leader in marching band.
I was also section leader in marching band.
What?
And concert master in concert band.
What? You're just making stuff up now.
I was on the varsity bowling team.
You're just jealous because you play the trumpet and not like clarinet or flute and therefore you don't get to be concert master.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing.
Okay. Whatever. It's like my job to tune the band.
Oh, that. Moe Burger. That's an interesting name. He's asked a few questions, too. Or it might be a girl. Moe Burger asks, are there any overlooked unsubbed anime in the last couple seasons you feel should be fan-subbed? I really want to see the end of Sexy Commando. I missed that one. And, Animal Yokujo needs to keep going on with fan subs.
I was gonna say Z-Pong, but like some group randomly picked it up, even though after been out for like 2 years or something, and then subbed it. And then like Genion also licensed it. There's probably some good old ones that I can't think of that should be licensed.
Phone. Why do people always call when I'm doing a podcast? Always happens. Like, no one ever calls me when I'm not doing a podcast.
You put it on speakerphone and talk to them with the podcast.
No, because it's probably just like a political ad. It's almost time for the political thingy this year, right? I don't know. Okay, it's over.
According to Facebook, the only political campaign issue that I'm interested in is Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité.
Because it's, like, in French?
Yes.
Wait, okay. Wait, did we answer his question? Oh, yeah, we did. What about you, Hinano?
I don't watch fansub.
Oh. Okay. Zanarchy asks, how do you feel about eating and watching anime at the same time?
I do it all the time.
Me too.
See, I have a strict no eating policy because I watch the fan subs, so I can't eat. I can't concentrate on eating and reading the subtitles at the same time.
Yeah, if you missed it, you miss it.
I bet if I ate like Pocky, I could, but I don't have that much Pocky on hand.
Like, I go home, eat dinner, and then watch anime. That's, like, my schedule. I usually never watch anime unless I'm eating.
Well, but I eat, like, ramen, so it's kind of, like, hard. Because ramen's a...
Oh, God, ramen.
Yeah.
You love ramen.
It's a high-maintenance food.
Just as much as I love Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, but you actually, like, do like Pepto-Bismol.
You know what I like is KO Pectate. Actually kind of tastes good. Like, it's got that little minty taste to it.
What the?
KO Pectate?
KO Pectate. Just watch. Like, next week, KO Pectate's going to be the official podcast sponsor. And I'm going to get, like, a big case of KO Pectate in the mail.
But you know what does not taste good? The
what?
Green NyQuil.
I have that.
I never use NyQuil.
I usually use DayQuil, because I need to stay awake, not fall asleep.
I have a beef with DayQuil and NyQuil. Like, if it's DayQuil, shouldn't it be NyQuil?
DayQuil makes you fall asleep anyway, so I don't know why it's called
or
DayQuil.
Or, shouldn't DayQuil be DyQuil?
Also, DayQuil and me are in a fight, because I had a bottle of DayQuil in my bag, and, like, the top got opened up, and
oh,
it
no.
spilled all over my mouth.
That sucks. How do you get DayQuil out?
You throw it out and you buy a new one.
Oh. Why are we talking about DayQuil and NyQuil?
Moving on.
Because we were talking about what would you eat and drink while you watch anime.
Oh yeah, and you drink NyQuil while you watch anime. M4 Irk, or Mark, I think, says, did you guys ever smoked up and watched anime yet? I think he's, like, smoked up when he was writing this comment. Or took some really messed up hallucinogen and then proceeded to watch anime before. No.
No.
I'm straight edge, man.
Drugs are bad.
I drank, like, a large amount of soju while watching Pretty Cure once, and it did not make it any more watchable.
What did you drink? That cola thing you're always talking about?
Oh, no, Inca Cola is disgusting.
Oh.
I only bought that because it was, like, 99 cents, and I wanted to try it. No, I'm talking about soju, which is like the Korean vodka.
Oh, weird. And Hirano doesn't
drink.
Makes
you go.
Even though she's Russian.
Yeah.
So, Uru-ru-ru-ru-ru-ru says, do you think Itsuki wants Kyon Sweet Hole?
Yes.
I think so.
Like
he's
that
psychic.
One episode where he's in, like toward the end when they're in the limousine, like
oh.
He totally wanted to go in there.
Well, Itsuki is like psychic, right? So he probably like knows they're gonna get it on later on.
No, it has to be Kyoko and Haruki.
Uru-ru-ru-ru-ru-ru also wants to know. Also, why don't you guys interview other bloggers? Oh, we should.
Well, we did, didn't we?
We try to when, like, they're actually around. Like,
we talked
yeah.
to, DRM CHSR0.
Dream Chaser.
Yeah. Well, here, let's call up, Oz real quick. See if he's around. We'll ask him some questions.
I mean, like, in the beginning when we have, like, our revolving guests or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's hard to actually find people.
Yeah, no one's ever actually on Skype.
That and the fact that, can't really have, like, a lot of people on Skype because of limitations.
Exactly, yeah. It's hard to get a word in.
True.
Okay, I don't think Oz is answering.
That and the fact, too, that a lot of the other bloggers aren't in America. The time zones are weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think...
Right,
Digi Care is probably, like, sleeping right now. Let's see, which question were we at?
Just
oh,
like,
man, we're running out!
This
is gonna be the shortest podcast ever.
Whatever, we have banned animes to watch, and I gotta finish the other movie.
Okay. Cave Sniper asks, what series are you three looking forward to? Does the fall season seem to be the best of 2006 or the
Didn't
worst?
Didn't we discuss this last week? Or
maybe.
Like
well,
we obviously are looking forward to the band.
Yeah. Yeah, I just downloaded that band one. What is it called? Primo Paso?
Cordia.
Yeah.
From the Cordia.
So, yeah, I want
to... No Cordo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What else? Is there any ninja one? No.
I don't know. Canon.
Whatever.
I'm looking forward to all of them.
I'm looking forward to Hatarachi.
Especially Sumo Momo 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 Momo.
Sumo Momo Momo Momo. It's like bubble 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 bubble. Okay, Sana Jisushi asks, do any of you actually read episode recaps? I only read them when I watch a Raw and I don't understand anything that happens in them. Then they're helpful.
I don't read them, I write them.
I mean, I read Hinano's.
When I want to know what's going on, or when I'm just lazy and I don't feel like watching the episode.
Well, you use them as an episode alternative?
Occasionally.
Wow.
Like, you know, well, I really don't feel like watching Bokuraga Ita 13. I'll just check to see if, like, Nana and Takeuchi are together yet. No, okay, move on.
See, the only way that I would watch or I would read an episode recap in place of an episode is if the episode recap was about a recap episode.
Actually, I do read, well, I read recaps if it's like an anime that I drop, but I'm curious to see if the story progresses, but I don't actually want to watch it.
Like Naruto?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all our questions. Oh, well, I mean, you want to answer the, is any op rock out with its cock out harder than the Hajime no Ippo op?
What the fuck?
Let's watch it real quick.
I'm not really sure, because I mean, personally, I prefer my op secured to a strict cock in policy.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Yo, I hate Hajime no Ippo.
Why? Because there's a boxing guy?
No, because they're all like muscly and like sweaty and like blah.
What does that mean, first step? Is that what it means?
Yes.
What? Yes.
Alright, I
just
know
don't
Japanese.
Like because like the guy might be all sweaty.
Fighting.
But he doesn't like throw anyone against the wall and like confess his feelings.
Is it? It's like the anime version of Rocky? Because I haven't actually seen this.
Probably.
Okay. Well, then it rocks out.
I just want to say that Trouble Shock has been uploaded to YouTube, and they're like my fan subs, so everybody should watch it.
Did you upload it?
No, somebody else did, oh. But it's my fan subs, because my fan subs, my name's on it.
But they should buy the DVDs, because it's licensed, isn't it?
But the licensed ones are all like translated like crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why everybody has some fan subs over them.
Oh. What's the deal with that show? Is she like a doll, like Rosen Maiden, or what?
She's like a wooden doll, but like what happened is he was like drunk from this like magic expired chocolate, and like he summoned her by accident, and so she took the body of like this random marionette in a marionette club. She's like a fairy in like a doll body.
Does she have like box sport fights?
What?
Like, does she like make box sports around the house and then like have like a battle with him?
Like, up the stairs?
No, man,
like, that was the best part of Rose Maiden.
Yeah.
She just wants him, like, really badly.
Is she, like, Sui Soseki?
I don't know what happened to Rose Maiden.
Oh.
Does Master want you
to? And by she, I mean Hinano.
Okay, well, look, that's, like, all
our
podcast.
I'm looking forward to Bartender.
When is that one coming out? What day is it? Because, like, there's, like, 100 shows coming out today, isn't there?
Huh?
I don't know. Like, looking at my own list, because I didn't really list that many shows that I was interested in, it looks like all the ones I'm interested in come in out on the 5th.
Hmm.
So that's Kanon and Happiness and Sue Sixmo.
I really want to see that, because I saw the trailer. It looked really funny. Like, how about the fact that I keep getting doujinshi download search results into my blog? I wonder why.
Oh, so like...
It's because you're like, hey, I'm going to sell my doujinshi at manga next.
Speaking of search engines, like, so I put this poll on Pasugasu after I reviewed that, was it Ever 17?
Mm-hmm.
So it just asked, like, do you play these games, and if you do, are they the hentai ones or non-hentai? So after I put that poll up, like, I get all these searches now for, like, hentai. Because that poll, like, shows up on every single page. So people are, like, searching for... like any show hentai, and they get my site now.
Well, I suppose it's better than all of my search results.
Speaking of hentai, I somehow randomly discovered a Genjiken hentai doujinshi inside my Winnie folder. What the hell?
It still doesn't beat the time when I did The Matrix Revolutions, which what I thought was a screener, but was actually like a Dutch lesbian porn video.
Okay, now we're just
okay,
like,
until
rambling.
You get a search result that beats Tamakeri Girls Men Kicked in the Nuts, you can't talk.
How did that go to your site?
I know that I wrote about Tamakeri once. I wish I could remember what the context was, but I know it's there somewhere. Oh, and where to download Ponsu.
Yeah, let's just end the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. This is a short episode, because I have, like, a lot of homework to do. And I also want to watch that band anime.
Yeah, I still have to write those two papers and watch the band anime.
And afterwards, the anime movie.
And the band anime.
Yeah.
And you have to stop distracting me.
Alright, well, thanks for listening. Thanks, JP, thanks, Hinano, for talking on the podcast. This is Hank Trong signing off.